Good morning. Today is Tuesday, October the 10th. Joining us this morning is the Executive Director of the Eureka Humboldt County Visitors Bureau,
Correct. Tom Smithers. Good morning, Brian.
Howdy ho. At least we don't have smoke in Humboldt County. What do we get, about a week and a half?
Without smoke?
Breath? No. Break is what I was trying to say.
I live up on a hill, so mostly...
Are you above?
Yeah, mostly I'm driving down and I see the top of the fog in the morning, but today I saw the top of the smoke.
Yeah, it's... Hearts and prayers going out to the guys down south.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's tough sledding down there. Our quote this morning comes from... Oh, this is kind of a cool one. From Marian Evans. The happiest women, like the happiest nations, have no history. I like that. Leave the war aside for somebody else, huh? Let them make history. I like that one.
Aren't you then doomed to repeat it?
Repeat happiness? Yeah, I could handle that. How about you?
Sure.
Yeah, okay, he's laughing. It works. Well, this is normally the time of the year when it's called shoulder season, when you get, I guess, the Winnebagos get back out on the road and the families are firmly tucked away in their school classrooms, and there's a little resurgent activity.
And we get a bump of international visitors, too.
Because usually. Of the weather and, you know, and their schedules, too. Mm-hmm. Is this going to be a regular year that way?
I doubt it. The fires are going to have an effect. We don't know what yet, but, you know, the when people hear in the news the 101 is closed, they may not check back for a while. And, you know, on top of that, we are...
Well, in Anaheim, too, so it's like the whole state.
Yes.
Perceived by outside of the state. Yeah.
Perceived by outside of the state. And there's already been concern that we've heard from U.S. Travel that the international arrivals are going to be very soft. You know, and they've been growing so well over the last number of years, but we expect some softening of folks while people are unsure about what the U.S. is like these days or where they're going to feel welcome.
Anecdotally, what are you hearing about the summer? Was it a strong one, a positive one? Were you getting the internationals? Were you getting...
Yes.
Because we kind of had a little bit of the influence of the smoke and the fires.
We did, right.
Before. Not to this magnitude in California.
And earlier in the summer, it didn't affect the 101 corridor quite as much as it is now. So it was a good summer. And maybe not a record breaker, but certainly solid. And just to remind you and everyone else, the summer is where a lot of people make their nut. You know, we have amongst the highest hotel occupancy in the state during the summer.
Summer is Black Friday for the lodging
exactly.
industry.
Yeah. And that is why our organization really doesn't focus a lot on selling the summer. It takes care of itself. So as you mentioned earlier, the shoulder season, that's where the sweet spot is. That's April, May into June, and certainly September, October, which arguably is our best weather of the year if it's not, you know, full of smoke.
Yeah. God has decreed. Yeah. However, you know, we managed to screw that one up a little bit. So in a situation like this, and you don't really have plans, you know, I suppose you have a couple bucks set aside for earthquake, a couple set aside for hurricanes, tornadoes, you know, take your pick depending on where you are in the country. But for something like this that is not only by surprise, but an elongated one. You know, if you were in the Key West, for example. Okay. Different ball game this year than what it has been in the past years. With the fires, is there a strategy? Have you guys figured out what you're going to do yet? Are you going to just kind of hunker down and wait until the rains start and then, you know, just kind of pick it up?
We're definitely in the hunker down mode. You have to see what the impact is actually going to be. And not to be... you know, too callous, but so far our name has not been in the news associated with fires, and we want to keep it that way. So if it turns out that we note that there is a reluctance to visit Northern California in general as a result of the fires, then we can certainly work on that and possibly do that mostly through our partners with the North Coast Tourism Council, so because we're all affected.
That's what I was wondering, if you're going to use Marin County. Yeah, I guess Marin County as kind of the bellwether on this, since they are kind of at the gate, so to speak, for people coming up north. I would presume Sonoma County's dealing with too many other issues at this point to worry about that, and Napa also. So who's going to be your barometer to indicate, okay, things are starting to come back?
Well, possibly Mendocino. They are affected by the fires, not to the extent, at least that I'm aware of, is Napa and Sonoma. But they're kind of our main competitor in a lot of respects, even though we're frenemies, put it that way. And I think that they'll be a good bellwether for what the travel intentions are and what people are, you know, expecting to see when they get up here.
Now, in the past, Santa Rosa's been a market to tap into.
It's definitely, yeah, it's a great drive market for us.
Challenges that they're dealing with, that market probably isn't going to be that viable for a little bit of time. Maybe you're worried about having your house rebuilt. You're not going to worry about taking a couple of days and running up the coast.
Yeah, we have to wait and see what the actual impact is. I mean, if it's poor people, but if it's just a few hundred houses, even.
I think we're, was it 1,100 or 1,500 structures already? 15? Yeah.
And how many of them are houses?
I don't know. It's not over yet, though.
Oh, it's not over yet.
Yeah. KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:19. We shall return with Tony Smithers.
It's not the place they hope to be in spring training, but the San Francisco Giants have the rest of the summer to play, and they'll be bringing their exciting brand of ball to Kika Thunder Country 101.5 FM. They've got a lot of games left on the schedule against contending teams, and playing the role of spoiler is a definite possibility. Be tuned in for all the action all season long. Brought to you on KINS in part by Angelo's Pizza, Wyckoff's Plumbing, Electrical, and Hardware, and Living Styles Furniture.
Good morning, KINS News and Information Time. It's 8:24. We're back talking shop this morning with Tony Smithers. Tony, so with the challenges that are going on probably until the rains start, is that going to slow up what your organization is trying to do, or is it kind of a, not an opportunity, that's not right, a period to kind of refocus a little bit or to re-examine, because you're not in the heat of the moment, so to speak?
Oh, wow, that's a good question.
Boy, and you sound so enthusiastic about it, too.
A lot of it depends on whether, you know, because this is happening in places that we consider primary market area for us. And so you alluded earlier, what is the impact upon people's travel intentions? Certainly,
significant would be a fair term,
yeah.
I think.
And so you know, yeah, if your house is burnt down or your car got burnt or whatever, it's going to make a
big... Or the place you work or your neighbors or, I mean, you know, it's affecting a ton of people. You know.
So yes, A, we have to, you know, wait until the rains and then see what the actual impact is. Is it, you know, we're 10% of people affected, 20? And then... But I think I don't think so much it's a chance, it's a, you know, a reason for us to reassess what we're doing, except for maybe how we craft our product and what messages we give to those folks, and maybe our tourism industry wants to provide some incentives to give people, you know, a break on getting away and having a good experience to counteract the bad one. But, you know, first thing I heard about this, you know, we participate in the Sonoma Home and Garden Show. That'll be in March. And so I'm just waiting to hear that that's been canceled. I don't know what the fairgrounds is kind of on the edge of the town. There's probably...
That was an evacuation area.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if they're still able to use it. Well, and it may be a different definition next year. I mean, it may be the contractors taking it over. You know, home construction, not home decor.
Right. And
different emphasis, yeah.
And, you know, it would be perhaps not so appropriate for us to exhibit there at that time, but we'll see.
Or, as you said, you know, maybe it's something a little bit different.
Yeah, you know, maybe I can get partners.
The one-day getaway kind of thing.
Sure.
You know, I mean, it's certainly a time for more creativeness to come into play once you realize where folks are in their lives.
Exactly.
Yeah, I guess that's kind of the sobering part of a lot of this stuff is you kind of realize what's basic, and then you move on from that. With the Penn Air pulling out, and that's also been something to impact the area, so to speak. Is there any discussion? Are people talking? Are they sharing? Or is this more the business community that's being impacted rather than the travel community?
Well, it's definitely the business community that was mostly dealt with there. Not that we were in the middle stages of working on a promotional campaign with Penn Air in partnership with all the little regional hubs which they go to. So that's kind of off the table now. But the effort to recruit more flights continues. So Fly Humboldt is still actively seeking out new, you know, partners. We still have our incentives lined up. Our program is still there. So, you know, and all eyes on Los Angeles. That's the route we want to get.
It's funny. Now that the scramble is on, I've heard Sacramento, just for the amount of government folks flying back and forth, they were figuring they could probably do 25 people a day, you know, a flight each way.
Just for government, yeah.
Just from here to there, direct. Mm-hmm. Well, and then you bring down Del Norte, you know, because I guess Santa Rosa have a direct flight?
To Sacramento?
Sacramento.
I believe they do.
Yeah, and that for a lot of folks, and maybe that's the trigger for you guys, once things settle down, fly to Santa Rosa and drive up. Experience the entire way. That might be a way to hook it, you know, if the limitations with United are such, by not having a direct flight out of L.A.
Yeah, that's not a bad idea.
Really?
I'll give you credit for that one.
Oh, okay. Yeah, but I know you got no pen out. There's no paper there. There's not going to be a lot of credit on this one. Oh, yeah. It just have people changed why they travel, or is that still pretty much the same reasons? The escape, the new experience, looking for a break, that kind of thing.
I think the core of it. We've always had different motivations, but certainly they've changed how they travel. There's still a segment of people who are just looking for a generic getaway of almost unstructured time, low pressure sightseeing,
anywhere but here kind of thing.
Yeah, but there's no question that there's been a lot of growth in people who travel for a reason, because they have a passion about something that they can do in some other place.
Like an extension of their hobby?
Certainly, or a sport, or affinity or interest or something like that. Or you know, they follow an artist or a performer to a different place.
Oh, sure, yeah, the musician thing.
Right. So yeah. all kinds of reasons why people travel, and smart marketers are getting into all those niches and targeting those people.
It's 8:30.
We do as a community to make Humboldt a better place to work and live? The answer is to make sure our kids are literate, able to plan financially, move forward in their education so they are better prepared to enter our workforce, and become contributing and productive members in our society, community, and economy. How do we do it? Through the Decade of Difference Initiative. Visit DecadeOfDifference.org and find out how you, as a parent, student, or business owner, can help. It's the Decade of Difference. Be part of it.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:35. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Tony Smithers, the Executive Director of the Humboldt Eureka Visitors Bureau.
Good morning.
Talk Shop presented by CDH Painting and by Redec. Tony, kind of shifting gears a little bit here. I know you guys have had a project for a number of months now, without getting into the jargon. But basically, it's those pamphlets that you see traveling that kind of say, here's some things you can do, some things that are available in the areas. And, you know, they tend to be in areas where visitors will congregate or hotel lobbies or things of that nature. When you look at that kind of stuff, I've always seen it as, while visitors serving, it pretty much is also inviting people to do things outside of your area.
Exactly.
Wherever the area is. I mean, it's not just here, but when you see prehistoric gardens in Mendocino County. It's like, okay, I get it. You know, somebody's going up the coast. Yeah, that's 3 or 4 hours, you know, 4 or 5 hours up the coast if you're planning. But it's kind of encouraging people not to stay in your area. Or now others may say, well, you know, we get them as long as we can, and then this is providing them other information to make their trip to our area more enjoyable. So you kind of got a yin and yang going on.
It is a yin and yang. You know, the big outlet for that distribution is called Certified Folder, and that's a great company. They have, those multi-pocket racks in places all around the state. And I think you're right. We love to be in that when it's outside the county, when we're one of those people sort of poaching on that visitor to say, come to Humboldt County. What is not so fun is when people do it back to us.
That two-way street thing.
Yes.
Is that something that is just routine, almost expected throughout the country? Or I guess maybe throughout everywhere. Is that a model that's in Europe? Is that something that's throughout America and in Canada also?
Yeah, very much so, particularly in the sense of the visitor center, the walk-in facility, because they generally do have more of an eye towards what's before and after your destination. They want to be more like a service to the visitor, saying what's up the road.
I guess if I had one of those, I would have two racks, one south, and another rack for going north. But I'd also have a third rack that says here.
That's exactly.
But there's not too many people that want to advertise with the pamphlets here, because they want to reach people from out of the area coming in rather than retain people who are already here. Is that a model that's in flux at this point?
A lot of flux going on, particularly here in Humboldt County, where in this last year, the Arcata Welcome Center, the Arcata Chamber of Commerce no longer has the California Welcome Center franchise. So that...
Did that go somewhere? Or did it just doesn't exist?
It doesn't exist. So presumably it's up for bid by other operators who might want to have one. I mean, the rules are really basically it has to be X number of miles from the other closest Welcome Center. And the closest I know of is in Santa Rosa.
Crescent City.
Well, could, and the one
if
over,
they wanted to, or Klamath.
Yes,
or that kind of
and
thing.
There's one over, and of course, in Anderson, just south of Reading, too. And at the same time, now the Eureka Chamber of Commerce, which was actually had a visitor center set up the way you described it, with here's what's north, here's what's south, here's what's here. Well, I think people probably mostly know that they no longer operate that visitor center. And this coming weekend, the new one is being opened in Old Town Eureka at the Clark Museum, a partnership between the Clark and Humboldt Made. And that's going to be very exciting to see what take of that presentation they put upon it, what spin they put upon it.
Yeah, it's kind of designed to the personality of the organization, isn't it? I mean, these racks and everything else is just kind of whatever that entity wants to do. There's no requirement, is there?
No, there isn't. And you know, you're in the business. You know, a lot of these decisions are driven by ad sales and what who's going to be willing to.
Sure, your customer base.
Yeah. So that is why for many years at the Bureau, we have kind of daydreamed about a different system, and that is an information rack. And, of course, now when I say information rack, that is the paper product, but that's just the tip of the iceberg. That also becomes a website product and a mobile app and all of that. But the presentation that we have wanted for a long time. I mean, you remember this when you were on our marketing committee. Why can't we have a Humboldt County only things to do that's not full of advertising, that's just beautifully curated information?
Well, we tried it with the radio station for a couple of years, and there didn't seem to be a lot of support for it.
Well, we got support for it from the good folks at the Humboldt Lodging Alliance, who agreed to fund our program, our proposal. So here we are at the end of the visitor season, and we talked earlier, we don't need to really market during the high season. So now is actually a great time to get this out on the streets. We have 100 new little beautifully handcrafted redwood racks and 12 brand new what we call Humboldt adventure guides. And they are all just great suggestions of things that any visitor can see and do, and they're all based on different themes.
Are you going to use the stuff that the County Office of Ed does with their adventures? Is that
They're
kind of folded into this?
They're listed in the family activities brochure here, but we know what's going to happen when we go out to service these racks. We're going to find all kinds of people who are putting their other materials into them. So we're going to be very strict about, we got 12 guides, 12 pockets, that's what it's for. It's a whole system, it's a product.
KINS, News and Information Times, 8:43. We'll be back with more from Tony Smithers.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:47. Final few moments with Tony Smithers from the Visitors Bureau. Tony, the AT&T dropout yesterday. I know there was a big discussion when it happened last time. redundant. Well, okay, when 911 goes down because of the lack of redundancy by these guys, we had a number of folks here, no cell phone. The reliance on the digital, is it... I know it's something a lot of people talk about with the fires, with the hurricanes, with the Caribbean as well as in Florida. Cell phones disappeared really, really, really quickly. Now, I know that's not prime tourist season going into those types of things.
Well, actually,
bringing the infrastructure back up after it's all done handicaps those guys that are relying so much on digital. Is that a concern at all as you hear some of the things that are going on in the national news these days?
Well, sure, it's a concern, but actually it's not just a concern during natural disasters or other disasters. From a tourism point of view, it's a year-round issue. Not that our cell phone coverage in Eureka might go down, but the fact that there's no reliable coverage out in the parks. And so much of the marketing, push these days is to people to have that thing in their pocket and, they pull it out. They want to know about something, bang, bang, bang. Well, it doesn't work up in the parks. So for a long time, it was like, well, we have to create apps, so they can download it and have it on their phone. And then all this stuff is there. And that works to some degree. But you know what also works? Good old paper. And that's what we've been waiting for the wheels to come off for a long, long time. For it become a true digital age, the paperless office and all that. It's still not happening. No.
No, there's some of us in the traditional media that are still chugging along nice. Thank you very much. So it's kind of reassuring, getting back to basics, so to speak. You know, what is the message? How do we deliver it? Putting things in people's hands, that kind of stuff.
Right, but you know, it's just gotten more complex because you have to be proficient at all the channels now, not just the old ones.
Many platforms.
Exactly.
But that's why you'd like to wear tutus, right? So you can dance up there on the platforms.
I don't know what you do on the weekends, but that's
I just heard the rumors, that's all. I thought I'd give you a chance to deny them. I'll give you something to deal with today. Thanks for coming by.
My pleasure.
See everybody tomorrow.